My brothers and sisters, on this second Sunday of the Lent, the church is leading us from temptation to transformation and transfiguration. On the last Sunday, Jesus overcame the temptations and Jesus witnessed that man cannot live by bread alone, but by the very word of the Lord, the scriptures. Today, having been the victorious from the temptation, Jesus took his own apostles to the mountain of experience. In this season of Lent, on the Ash Wednesday, we might have felt so repented and regretted for all the sins we have done, and you might have taken so many very valuable spiritual decisions to follow up. But it is easy to get into the temptation again. So I have a small story to share with you. One day, an Irish man walks into the pub in a tiny hamlet and orders 3 beers. So the bar attendant has observed him for many months. "How come you order every time 3 beers? And he said, "One for me, and I have 2 other brothers. So we promised each other, whenever we take beer, we take for in remembrance of 2 of them. So after a few months, he ordered only 2 beers. Then the bar attendant got shocked. Maybe one of his brother might have died. And he came and said, "Hearty condolence to you. I think you lost your brother." But the Irishman said, "My friend, this is the season of Lent. Those 2 beers only for my brothers. I gave up 1 beer for myself." Sometimes our Lenten penances will be like that. We think something and we practice some other thing. But today, the transfiguration of Jesus Christ is teaching us what kind of lesson, unlike Peter. Peter said, "Lord, it is good to be here right now." And my brothers and sisters, who are the people who appeared to Peter, James and John? Moses and Elijah. And who was the other person? Not the person, but the voice is the voice of the Father. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So, why did we get the first reading from the life of Abraham? Not anything from the life of Exodus or from the life of Elijah. So my brothers and sisters, it is because the life of Abraham resembles that he is the father of the faith. He believed in the voice of the Lord. He did not see, unlike the apostle Jesus face to face, God the Father, he did not see. But still, he heard the voice within himself and heard the voice from the clouds so many times when he received the 10 commandments. When he received the 10 commandments from the Lord, the voice of the Lord spoke to him and he had the mountaintop experience and he went on the trance. How many times in our personal lives we've experienced the mountaintop experience in our lives? Especially the joy of the spirituality, the joy of individual respect, and the joy of God's healing power within yourself. Abraham's life is seen very simple. He was a man who has lots of property in the name of God, God granted him so much property, but he was never proud. It is because he knew that God's mercy in his life, that is why he was humble until his last breath. The second example in the life of Abraham, we could see that, for example, all of are you blessed, the parents are blessed with the children. After one year, if God wants you, "Give back the son to me, which I have given you, or the child back to me," and take him onto the mountain top and kill him for me. Does anybody do that? It is very hard to imagine even the statement. How can you say that? But my brothers and sisters, Abraham wanted to offer Isaac because of the words of the faith that the Lord knows him through and through. And he said, Lord, you are the life and you are the eternal life, and we are only journeying on this journey. So ultimately, Lord, you have given me, take back my son to you. That a tremendous faith he had. That is why, my brothers and sisters, amidst Moses and Elijah, the life of Abraham is very simple but so faithful and fruitful. So if you take the example of Moses and Elijah, Moses is received 10 commandments, the law, and Elijah is the one who is the greatest prophet for all the nations. If you look at the death scenario of Moses and Elijah, it is said that nowhere we could find the tomb of the Moses even today. We have the tomb of David and so many other people. I have seen, hopefully Michelle will be seeing very soon in Israel. But my brothers and sisters, we don't see the tomb of Moses anywhere. It is because God has hidden them and he has taken them. But it is not reported in the scriptures. But if you look at the burial of Elijah after his death, he was taken into heaven straight away, and it is recorded in the Bible. That is why these heavenly people appeared on the mountaintop experience while Jesus was transfigured. And Peter knows that after the death, everybody will be going to heaven. So my brothers and sisters, why did Jesus take only 3 people, not many other people? Jesus did not love other people as everyone? Why? It is because in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 15 we see that for the Jews a case must be proven by 3 witnesses. That is the first fundamental one, why Jesus took 3 people to witness after the death how Jesus is going to be glorified. And what did Jesus say? Do not tell anyone, because I know that I am going to be dead. I am going to be punished and have the passion. But after the passion, you will be seeing, unlike Moses and Elijah, my resurrection. So do not get upset with what I am going to do for you. This is the foretaste of heaven for you right now. So my brothers and sisters, in the season of Lent, we need to have the foretaste of our heavenly life even here right now. I want to share with you one of the beautiful quotation of Mother Teresa. She said, whenever you look at the crucifix or the cross of Christ, you should remember how Jesus loved you then. When you look at the Eucharist, you should know how Jesus loves you now. So my brothers and sisters, Peter said, Lord, it is good to be here. St. Paul in the second reading explained us that the flesh is so tempting, Lord, but I know, holding to your cross, holding to the Eucharist, I know all my temptations will be gone and I will be more satisfied with the body and blood you are overshadowing us. So my brothers and sisters, in the season of Lent, let us not be like an Irish man who sacrificed 1 beer for him, 2 drank. Let us be filled with the grace of God, with all the commitment. Whatever the sad temptation you have in your life, let it go in the season of Lent. Let the grace of God heal you from all the temptations of the sin, that you and your householding be blessed abundantly. As you participate in this Mass, unlike Abraham, let us have a childlike faith. Lord, You have given me, I will give back to you. Everything should be our faith and our meditation for this week.